Thank you for calling Fernbank Medical Center. All calls to and from the practice are recorded for patient safety, training, and quality purposes. Recordings are processed under UK GDPR and the Data Protection Act 2018. If you do not wish your call to be recorded, please inform a member of staff. You can see our privacy notice online for more information. Did you know that you can renew your sick line, order medication, register as a new patient, or get advice on a range of minor illnesses by visiting our website at www.fernbankmedicalcentre.co.uk? You will now hear three options. Please listen carefully to all of these options before making a choice. For all medication requests, press 1. Please do not call the practice to check if your prescription is ready or if it has been collected. These requests will be refused. To make an appointment, press 2. If your call is for a life-threatening emergency, such as stroke or chest pain, please hang up and redial 999. For minor illnesses such as aches and pains, sore throats, coughs and colds, or diarrhea and constipation, please see your local pharmacist who can provide consultations and medications free of charge. Our same-day consultations are by phone initially. However, the doctor may offer you a face-to-face appointment after speaking to you, if necessary. To help our clinicians to prioritise calls, one of our trained receptionists will ask you for a brief description of your symptoms. Please be aware that our receptionists are bound by the same rules of confidentiality as our clinical staff. If you miss a call back from the doctor, there is no need to call and tell us, as they will attempt to call once more. For results or general inquiries, which are available between 2 and 4 p.m., please press 3.
Fernbank Medical Centre, Diane speaking.
Hi Diane, this is James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today, you okay?
I'm all right, thank you. How can I help you, James?
I'm just calling in relation to a subject access request which we sent on the 20th of April 2026 and we're just calling to see if you could confirm receipt.
Right, what's the person's date of birth, please?
It's the 15th of June 1993.
Is that for Craig?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, let me just check for you. Strange. Just checking for you.
Yeah, no worries. I believe we sent it via email to the email address of... Hold on. Oh, no, we haven't. We sent it via post. Is it 194 Fernbank Street, Glasgow?
We don't appear to have received it, to be quite honest with you. I'm in our emails just now, and I'm in the gentleman's notes, and there's nothing documented because my colleague that deals with all that, she's off on holiday this week. She's back next week. But there's nothing there outstanding or anything.
Okay, no problem.
Nothing's been put through. So do you want the email? And you
yeah,
email
that's okay. Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Okay, so it's G for golf, C for Charlie.
Yeah.
Dot G for golf, P for Papa.
Yeah.
43326.
43326.
Clinical.
Yeah.
At, so I'll leave it the circle around it, nhs.scot.
So just to confirm, it's ggc.gp43326, clinical at nhs.scot.
That's it, yes.
Fantastic, no problem. We'll go ahead and send the subject access request in the next few minutes. Obviously, we note that the person who deals with the request is in this week, but only as soon as the email's been read and an acknowledgement has been sent to us is when the statutory deadline would begin. So there's no rush.
All right, then, that's no problem. But we'll definitely, if you can get that through, just we'll put it in Lynn's wallet for her coming back next week.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
All right,
have a lovely
no
day.
Bother at all. You too. Take
cheers.
Care now.
Bye-bye. Bye.